This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joe, do you know how this ends?
Yeah, it most likely ends just like health care and everything else is going to end. Tax reform is going to end. The president's going to, they're doing the same thing over and over again. And they shove people into a tiny room. They say, we're going to exclude 95-98% of the elected leaders on Capitol Hill. We're going to draft something that reorganizes 1/6 of the economy. And then we're going to push it out, and we're going to expect everybody to jump on board, when actually it will have devastating results for 9 of the 10 states that voted for Donald Trump. And it's the same thing with tax reform. We're going to reform the IRS code. And we're going to do it by getting 3 or 4 people in a back room. There's going to be absolutely no transparency.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to shove it out onto the floor of the House and the Senate. And we're going to demand that people vote for something that's not actually even a good bill, something that will destroy future generations' ability to dig out of the debt, that is not going to do the return. And then we're going to get angry with them for voting against a bill that we never allowed them to be a part of. That's how it ends. It's how it's ended for over 8 months in this administration, Mika. And I was informed by the Albert Einstein Institute yesterday that Einstein did not actually say insanity.
Right.
Is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So I'm just going to say it was Maury Smith. From Queens, who said it.
Okay.
Well, Maury is right. It's the same concept. They're doing the same thing over and over again, and it's not going to work, and Donald Trump's going to remain shocked, and Nancy Pelosi is going to have her shot at it because she's most likely going to be the next Speaker of the House.
Wow. You see, and now you wonder, wonder why we're in trouble. When you know, and Joe Scarborough, to a degree, speaks from experience, obviously, because he's been there in the Hill and he's seen this happen time and time again.
Doesn't his definition of doing the same thing over and over apply to himself?
His own show.
His own show.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and actually, I think it was Al Gore that said that. I think it's who it was. So, you know, why not Al Gore? But no, you're
Todd Smith. Atlanta, Georgia, I believe.
Wasn't Todd Smith? He was halfway right or something. I don't know. This is all so ridiculous.
Well it's just they're doing the same thing. It's not like politics is all of a sudden changed. The only thing that's different is Trump. He's doing something different.
Well
I've never seen anything like this. He's bombastic. He's really quick to say something, you know, whether he says what he's thinking, obviously, obviously the filter isn't there that it is on most politicians. So,
that's okay.
That's the only thing that's
different.
But that's
okay in some degree because, you know, this is what's happened is that, you know, everybody's played so nice, you know, on the Beltway that they've allowed for excuses. And, Trump is a no excuse kind of guy. He's a business guy. You know, we thought that, you know, when Ross Perot was on the scene, that America needed a businessman in the way he laid things out. But unfortunately, he didn't have enough acumen beyond the business to, you know, to deliver the goods. And Donald Trump has the acumen, and here he is. Yes, you could say it's a perfect storm and all these things that were happening, you know, politically and that kind of deal. This is what, you know, allowed. Barack Obama is what delivered to America Donald J. Trump. And Donald J. Trump is a smart enough guy. He understands branding. He understands marketing. He understands the heartbeat of America and certainly the forgotten man and woman. And so he's giving them voice. And I'll tell you, there are many people over flyover country that are, lauding the praises of this president, and understandably. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. The conversation continues. Stay with us.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Don't forget while you're there and send this out to your friends. Let's get we need thousands of people to sign up and sign this petition for Christian Saucier. We were talking about him earlier. He is the young man who has served our country for 13 years, and the first 2 years made a mistake, took some pictures, you know, as young kids do. Yeah, they'll take some pictures wherever they work. Well, when you're in a nuclear submarine, no bueno. Not supposed to be taking pictures there. Selfies not allowed. If you do, you're going to pay the price. Two other Navy men like him that took selfies got the perpetual, you know, the acceptable slap on the hand because that's what they did. They are continuing on with their Navy career. One is an officer and a gentleman now. And but for Christian Saucier, he was made to be an example. Not even tried in a military court, tried in a regular civil court. And he got a year in jail and kicked out of the Navy. I mean, wait a minute. Where's the justice there? A low-level classified infraction, classified level, information. We're not talking, you know, super top secret type stuff that Hillary Clinton got involved with, which she still runs around, is on a book tour, having fun, still has all her health benefits and her car and her house and everything else. The Christian has been absolutely stripped of everything, for this low level infraction of classified mishandling of classified information. As you'll recall, James Comey said, he characterized Hillary Clinton's handling of it as reckless mishandling. And this is why everybody thought she was going to be indicted. But as we find out now, James Comey had already went in with prejudice, and there was no way that was going to happen. Led us to believe that might happen, but no. He had already precluded the whole ordeal, as we're finding out now. And we bring it's time for Patrick Wood right now. But by the way, just to summarize, we'll go in, sign that petition. We've got to get it to our commander-in-chief and ask for a pardon for Christian Saucier. I believe it is the just thing to do. Patrick Wood, author, lecturer, who studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s, when he partnered with the late Anthony Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. He remains a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. And the band plays on, right, Patrick?
Yeah, yes, it does, Bill.
Yeah.
It just keeps getting kind of the hole gets deeper and deeper every year.
Yeah, and it's amazing how you do have, you still like musical chairs. The music stops, people are diving into chairs and the whole deal, and then we're looking at, what Facebook is doing and the social media components and how they are invading our privacy at will.
Well, anywhere you see data consumption, data collection, and mass, you're touching technocracy today. This is the hallmark signal the technocracy is very near. Data is the lifeblood of technocracy. That's what they view as necessary for their social engineering projects. And again, this is the scientists and engineers that work with data. They're looking at the data as something they need in order to regulate society. So we see companies like Facebook, this story that you picked up on in technocracy.news is just absolutely incredible. Facebook has a feature called People You May Know. Mm-hmm. If anybody's ever been on Facebook, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
It gives you a suggestion of people that, somehow you've got connection with. It could be your contacts in your address book or something, or a friend of a friend sort of thing. And it used to be innocuous, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, but now it's gone over the top. Mm-hmm. And it's clear that Facebook is harvesting data from way outside Facebook in order to identify you. And nobody can really find out how they're doing this. Mm-hmm. They're just tight-lipped. They won't say anything about it. But the particular story that is in here, if you want to talk about it, it has to do with a sex worker. Uh-huh. Which is an unfortunate example, but this sex worker has a real identity, and then
so you're telling me you're telling me their study of Harvey Weinstein just blew up the channel there, huh?
But this lady had no contact with her dark secret life, had no contact whatsoever with Facebook or any other social media site at all.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, if she's on Facebook with her real identity, all of a sudden her clients start showing up in the People You May Know list. And it's like, whoa, how did they get connected with her?
Mm-hmm.
Facebook will not answer the question at this point. And the only thing left, and this is what some security experts are thinking, is that data has been collected from her smartphone, which has nothing to do with Facebook, I might add. It's been collected from the smartphone, either based on her geolocation, like where she goes, because that sort of information is collected, I say.
Right.
Or perhaps some other financial record or something that, tagged her in a geographic location that was in close proximity to those other people that showed up in her feed.
Yeah, there has to be some connection. Amazing that they would be able to nail that down, but you're exactly right. The information is out there, and here they are through their algorithms and through their study, and they're analyzing this and connecting the dots. I mean, this is pretty scary stuff.
Well, I know. And somebody's going to say, well, hey, we're talking about prostitutes here,
Listen,
prostitutes are people too, but think about this just for a second. How about people that work for intelligence agencies that legitimately have a second life? Like spies, for instance, people that have that work undercover, or police that work undercover, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden, you're on Facebook, you're a policeman, you've been working undercover for 2 years on a big project. And all of a sudden, in your People You May Know list, all of a sudden, the criminals that you're working with show up in your feed.
Mm-hmm.
And what's worse is that your identity is going to show up in their feed.
Exactly. Right.
So all of a sudden, here's a cop showing up in the People You May Know of some hardened criminal. And he goes, oh, really? How do I know this guy? Oh, I recognize that face. This is absolutely insane. This is not just a privacy violation. This is a dangerous situation where life and limb may be at stake.
Yeah, where's exactly? I mean, the people that you put in danger, even if they are prostitutes, what kind of danger are you putting them in as well? I mean, what happened to our constitutional right?
It's not right. I know. It's just absolutely not right. And Facebook is not facing up to this at all. Good pun there.
Yes.
They should face up to it, right? They're called Facebook. Well,
let's face up
and tell us what you're doing so that we might prevent this or turn it off or lock it out or whatever. But, you know, I remember a few years ago, there was a big stink over a bunch of CIA people that were outed. I think her name was Valerie Flame.
Valerie Flame,
somebody,
yeah.
Somebody like that. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we're going to bookmark that for right now. We're going to come back. We'll pick it up when we come back after the break. Patrick Wood is with us. We're talking technocracy right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 plus affiliates we have around this country. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Patrick Wood continues with us. He contends the only logical outcome of technocracy, as Patrick is the technocracy expert, is scientific dictatorship. And we're seeing this continuing to march forward, as already seen in dystopian literature such as Brave New World by Aldous Huxley in 1984 by George Orwell. Kind of amazing, Patrick, when you think about it. You know, we have this new generation of kids that are reading Orwell's 1984, and they're getting it because this is what they're living, and they're going, wow, this is deleterious, isn't this?
It is. It's right here, right now, and it's just all over the place.
Well, we were talking about, this march, of technocracy, you know, towards scientific dictatorship. And we see, you know, this raising its head time and again, you know, with Facebook and Google and these social media outlets. And there may and could very possibly be another social media powerhouse just on the horizon about ready to take us to a level that, we've been preconditioned by all this that Facebook has done and Google and how accepting, you know, because it's so convenient with this technology. Oh, yeah, you know, to use this technology, we're giving up our rights in order to have the convenience of a cell phone. And it seems so passive.
And very few people have seen the dark side of this, as this has kind of crept up on us. And, mm-hmm. you know, as we were talking about this outing of this sex worker by Facebook, essentially connecting her with her secret life, when we go back and look at the case, this had nothing to do with Facebook, but we look at the case of Valerie Plame when she was outed by the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband's, and she was working for the CIA. And mm-hmm. I don't have anything for the CIA, you understand, but that's another story.
Right.
But here's what her husband said, and she was outed. And her husband said, naming her this way would have compromised every operation, every relationship, every network with which she had been associated in her entire career. Yeah. Now, the fact they drop her name out, she's been working covertly all her life. Somebody drops her name out as being a CIA operative, and all of a sudden, her whole network is exposed.
Yeah, she's forced into retirement. Yeah, right.
Yeah, innocent people out there have been now, you know, by as the ripple goes out,
mm-hmm.
have been impacted by her being outed. This is exactly the same thing that Facebook is doing programmatically.
Exactly.
Now, with everybody, with no regard, apparently, for who they're outing. And, you know, everybody, and I say everybody, to some extent, everybody has secret life. You know, stuff that you use, things you think that you just, you know, you don't know why you think it, but you don't want anybody else to know, and you just, mm-hmm. you know, just stuff it.
Right.
Some people have a physical secret life where they do some things that they just don't want anybody to know, not necessarily mm-hmm. criminal, not necessarily immoral. You just don't want anybody to know.
Right.
All those things are going to be on the table eventually, according mm-hmm. to Facebook and the way it's going right now. They're able to make connections by, you know, very dark means. Things like, you know, when we talk about taking geolocation points from your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, holy mackerel, Bill. That's like,
well, no, this is crazy. I mean, we've seen, you know, and heard of stories where children have been abducted because of this information. And what are the kids? The kids don't have a filter. They're out there doing selfies, shots all over. I mean, it's amazing. You can see where their bedroom is located in their house.
It is. I know. And you know, when the picture recognition is so good at this point that algorithms can pick identities out of newspaper group photos, for instance.
Yes.
Right. People standing in the background on a playground, for instance, you know, you take a picture of your kid and you accidentally get other people in that picture. Of course you do. You know, I mean, you can't filter those people out.
That's right.
So all of a sudden, Facebook can come along, look at that whole picture that you posted on Facebook and see everybody standing in the background and start making assumptions that those people were there with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sure. Exactly. Yeah, so why isn't the government protecting us on this, Patrick?
I think they're clueless. I really think they're clueless. And they've been lobbied, of course, to a large extent to look the other way. And I have to say that these big social media giants are feeding the government information for a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the government is vacuuming up everything it can find, get its hands on as well, because there are many technocrats within our government today that perpetuate this whole thing. But it's all about the data. You know, we used to say, Bill, follow the money, follow the power. That made sense.
Mm-hmm.
When we're doing research and stuff in corporate world, whatever, follow the money, follow the power. Today it's turned around. Today we say follow the data.
Yeah, that's the new currency, isn't it? It's not Bitcoin. It's data. It's information.
That's right. It's data. Exactly right.
All right. I want to talk to you about, the Trump administration seeking alternatives to Social Security numbers. What's all this about?
Well, you know, with the Equifax breach,
mm-hmm.
which has gotten much worse than they originally.
I mean, it's almost like what the entire population got breached, right? I mean, when it comes down to
the entire population. That's right. It is. And then Yahoo tells us they lost the data on every single subscriber in their system. The whole thing. It said at first, wow, it's just a few million. But then they came back and said, they got everything. And so everybody's information is out there somewhere that you don't want it to be.
Right.
And so that has created a backlash from, from people that say, oh my gosh, we got to do something, to have a unique identity. And it used to be people talked about real ID, having a universal identification card.
Mm-hmm.
But now the thing that's coming, the chatter that's coming out of the Trump administration is that the perfect solution to replacing the Social Security card would be some kind of a blockchain identifier, like Bitcoin has a very highly encrypted, system of protecting the identity of a particular piece of data. And so now they're looking at using blockchain, which would be, oh my gosh, it would be the mother of all real IDs if we were all identified with a blockchain identifier. And there would be no privacy left anywhere.
Do we have to insert something into our veins or something in order for them to blockchain us?
Well,
possibly.
There's science. I know there's science fiction talk about that we're all going to be injected with nanoparticle machines someday. will take over our brain and
that too. But I mean, right now there's already things that are being injected into people, especially people who are mentally impaired. All the justification is, it's like a lost dog. You can put a chip in a dog and you put it into. I know there's testing taking place, for these people who are mentally impaired, and they want to keep an eye on them. So hey, we'll put a chip in them.
Yes, the chip is out there. It's being used in some commercial applications.
There was offices that you have a chip if you want to run the Xerox machine or whatever. It's seemingly benign, but it's so convenient. But this is the way it works. And of course, they say, well, it is an it's an opt-in or opt-out kind of proposition. But I'm sure what happens is if you opt out, it's not a real simple thing. You probably have to go through several channels of administrative process in order to get a copy or to send out a fax or something.
That's right. It is a brave new world, Bill.
Oh, this is crazy, Patrick. I'm telling you, but it continues to move forward. But we have to keep an eye on, the march of technocracy heading to scientific dictatorship. And now more than ever, Patrick, I mean, you and I have been talking about years about this, and it just keeps on rolling along. Patrick Wood, author, lecturer, who studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s, and our technocracy expert on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Patrick.
I had another dream last night about a poor wise man who changes the city.
When you feel alone.
We don't share the same life. We don't share anything.
You can leave. You choose.
And discover a life-changing friendship.
We have talked to him.
On October 20th, a simple act of kindness can change everything.
Amazing how far little 10-11 care can go.
Find love.
Our lives together will never be as beautiful.
find hope.
I worried I was so different from other people, but what I found out was everybody's different. Same kind of different as me.
Based on the incredible true story and best-selling book, Same Kind of Different as Me, starring Academy Award nominee Greg Kinnear and Academy Award winner Renee Zellweger. Be in theaters October 20th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com.
They are here. You can say hello.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. I'm out of the ashes, let it be an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, this is what it's all about. We want you to be alive, free, and everything that you were meant to be. And, you know, those very things that wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and just say, I should be doing better, you know. And that's what we are championing on your behalf, is that, yes, those are good thoughts, and don't resist them. Because, you know, look, there's only so much time that we have here on this earth, and why not make the most of it, right? Why not live without regrets? That's just, you know, my little bit of philosophy, for what it's worth, to share with you at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're going to talk about IOUs, okay? Wouldn't it be cool if there were no more IOUs? Think about it. Yeah, you know, what IOUs and, you know, people who have borrowed money from you and, you know, didn't pay back, what that's done to your relationship. I mean, I've had a case which I think is kind of interesting, is that you lend people money anymore. I don't want to lend people money. I just want to give it to them. Because when you loan them money, somehow that taints the relationship. Because people don't want to honor the debt. You know, they don't want to pay you back. And I have, on many occasions, in close relationship, people that I love dearly, all of a sudden I somehow became the bad guy, because they owed me money. I mean, is that dysfunctional or what? Dr. Melanie Ross Mills joins us right now. She's a friendship and relationship expert, and she's going to put me on the couch and maybe all of us on the couch, because she's also a licensed temperament therapist, so she can help us get over this situation, or at least understand it and put it in the proper healthy perspective. Dr. Mills, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. But, you know, what is it about indebtedness and IOUs and how this, you know, just, you know, messes up more relationships than it heals?
Right. Well, what we're finding with this recent report is that over 50% of people have witnessed or experienced a division in friendship over money owed, mm-hmm. much like what you were mentioning. We're also seeing avoiding one another.
Yes.
56% are ignoring their texts or calls mm-hmm. because they owe money. And so that's what I love about what you just said about living without regrets,
mm-hmm.
because we're able to remedy the situation so easily by what I use is my Bank of America app. So if I owe someone money, I can go in and press send, and almost immediately, whatever it is that I owe them is sent. And so I can put a note in there. Even if I can't pay it all, I can say, here's the $5 towards the $100 that I owe you.
Right.
So you're making amends almost instantly in letting them know that you care mm-hmm. and eliminating these regrets that you might be having.
I'll tell you anecdotally, you know, I worked for a radio station. I was a sizable radio station in Los Angeles. And, of course, as radio business operations will do, you know, you get people that owe you money. And we had people that owed us a lot of money. And then we had one gentleman, you know, by comparison, it was a pittance. It really was. And this gentleman was so integrous and that he couldn't pay the whole bill. But I'm telling you, it was touching every month. He would send us, you know, rolls of quarters or pennies or whatever, mm. and they're just chipping away. And I got to tell you, how that blessed me. He will never know how much that blessed me and how I just prayed that God would bless him back, you know, for him honoring his debt. I knew that he couldn't, but at least he was just chipping it away, even a roll of a quarters at a time. And what that did for my respect for this man was he'll never know, but of course our audience will know now because I'm telling you about it. So it goes right. a long way to your very point.
Right, and so he was assuming responsibility
mm-hmm.
for the debt that he owed, and so really that's a character trait as well. So there's so many layers to this report about people in general, and it gives us a reason and a way to reconcile.
Mm-hmm.
Or restore, or assume responsibility, and almost takes out the awkwardness fully by using this app, which sounds simple, but it all goes together.
Mm-hmm. Now, why is it that we're having this focus on IOUs? I mean, I appreciate Bank of America introducing this app, and there's advertisement going on, you know.
Right.
Is it that, you know, Bank of America is seeing that this is messing up relationships? It's their contribution to, you know, this is on a global aspect. I mean, it's the entire culture, but even in zip codes, I mean, this is dramatic. I mean, this would go a long way in healing relationships and make for a happier community, I would think.
Right. Well, and that's what I obviously love about it, caring about relationships. And mm-hmm. so this report is the first one that I know of that anyone's done that's delved deep into these intricacies of finances and friendship. And it does span from millennials to senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
We all are affected by finances.
Yeah.
And this is causing us to look at our relationship with money, how we've treated people in this area, what we mm-hmm. need to own, and
right.
it gives us a simple solution.
It's like an anchor you carry around with you in life on either side. I mean, you both are carrying this anchor, one that says, hey, I'm trying to ignore it, let it go away. But you keep dragging
right.
this around. I mean, that doesn't make for a very healthy situation for yourself individually. I mean, according to the survey, 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. Wow.
I know. And so it's not that much money. When you look at the grand scheme of things, it's almost like it can cause so much division and get so awkward, like you're saying, we want to ignore it.
Yes.
But we don't have to. And we have a solution. And this app goes between most major banks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, it really does avoid, it just eliminates so much division. It promotes forgiving one another, giving each other grace, communicating, and cultivating healthy relationships.
Well, as you say, the strain that, you know, being the relationship expert, I mean, you're about healing relationships and, you know, forgiveness. I mean, this is a violation of trust in a friendship and in a relationship when money is borrowed and not repaid as promised. You know, this is difficult. And then, as I said, in some cases, you end up becoming somehow you're the bad person. You're the pariah that they avoid you at the restaurant, or they can't look at you in the face. And this is why, for me, in many cases, I've just said, hey, you know, I just didn't write it off. It's not worth it. It's just not enough, you know?
Right, right. And so just kind of understanding your relation with that friend helps. But I also feel like when we communicate and we let them know, I care about you. I don't want this to be an issue. Mm-hmm. So let's come up with a plan. Let's use the app. Let's discuss this. It's a reason and excuse to actually bring up something that could have been going on for years.
Exactly. Well, and this is the thing about convenience. You got an app like that and it comes up and it kind of reminds you in a soft sort of way, a passive sort of way that, oh, yeah, it's time to, you know, I need to honor that debt if I'm making a payment. I'm sending them, you know, some money chipping away at, you know, at this promise. Right.
Right. I mean, it's giving people the power to restore relationships that have been strained because of finances or IOUs or collecting your money, like what you're saying. It is what it is, and we are able now to address it in such an easy way where we didn't have this in the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got less than a minute left here, Dr. Mills. When's the best time to pay back a friend or ask to be paid back?
It's always a good time. It's never too late, mm-hmm. whether it's 3 in the morning or 12 in the afternoon. It really is always a good time to reconcile and make amends and connect with your friends and let them know that you care.
Yeah, I've always said it's somewhat easier around payday weekends, because usually there's a balance in the checkbook.
Yeah.
It seems to be a little bit more acceptable. Yeah, exactly. So where can people go for more information?
So you can go to bankofamerica.com/friendsagain, and today is Payback a Friend Day.
Wow, okay,
so
good.
So we are encouraging everyone to reach out today and make amends. Settle up with those friends, even if you haven't talked to them in a long time.
And reconnect with those friends, too. Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Is Generation Z the most anxious generation yet? According to the 2017 University Lifestyle Survey conducted by Sodexo, current and incoming university students are more concerned about the uncertainty of their futures than previous generations. They're not only apprehensive about mounting student loan debt and other forms of financial liability, but also about securing a job after graduation and maintaining a good quality of life. The survey further shows that Generation Z has different priorities when choosing a university than past generations. Jim Jenkins, CEO, Universities East, Sodexo North America.
Universities need to highlight the best qualities of their campus atmosphere in order to appeal to prospective students. 83% of students consider a friendly campus more important than a university's reputation, and 62% consider the campus tour more influential than their parents' advice. The results of this survey will help change the way universities educate and accommodate their students now and in the future.
For more information, visit www.sodexo.com.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davidson, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davidson now for your free idea starter guide. Davidson charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here we go, guys.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
I see, I think Scott's doing something here for you, Samantha. I mean, little ukulele music. You know, because you're the good news girl and everything. Are you like thinking or, you know, you're imagining a grass skirt or something on an island or something? Is that what this is all about? You know,
I'm putting that image in my head.
I'm too. I mean, I'm thinking, hey, where's my drink with the umbrella in it? You know, I'm thinking of Mai Tai or something just for fun. Why not? It's the good news girl. It's Samantha Millsmau. Is back with us with her weekly report on viral videos. A lot of good stuff flying around out there, huh?
Oh, always more than we even have time to tell you. You know, we could spend a whole show just talking about all the wonderful and interesting stories that are going on out there, and I love finding them for you.
Well, that's terrific. And the thing is, again, because there's so many, and you can always go back, it's almost like revisiting your high school annual. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com, and you can, whatever you happen to miss or you hear, and you go, oh, gosh, I want to see it and see the video and everything like that. It's posted right there at BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop an email and say, oh, I think Sam needs to know about this, hey, she appreciates emails. And what is your email? Tell them, Sam.
It's samscorner.bml@gmail.com.
Hey, just like that. Isn't that great? Hey, what a great story. The first one you're leading off with is a man finds a $24 million lottery ticket in an old shirt just in the nick of time. I got to tell you, anything that's in a shirt or pockets and everything, that is free game in our household. And it usually doesn't end up back to me, if you know what I'm talking about. You know, the wife unit just, you know, she pilfers all that stuff. And even, I got to tell you the other thing too, and it's not a pet peeve, it just makes me smile a little bit, because, you know, you get change, and I have like a change bucket, and I just throw the change in the bucket there. And, I'll come in, and some days it's like, it's all gone. And go, well, where'd it go? Well, you know, the way she operates, you know, she'll roll them up, and she takes them to the bank. And, but I never, you know, I never get the deal like saying, well, you know, that was, sometimes I have to really, I have to put a lamp over and say, okay, how much money did you get there? You know, I'm able to find out. But, and it's not like it's a whole bunch, but, you know, it's 20, 25 bucks here or there and all that kind of stuff. So, I imagine if I had a $25 million lotto or $24 million lottery ticket in an old shirt, that'd have been gone. I wouldn't have been able to see that one. But this guy did, huh?
That's right. And I guess it's just payment for doing laundry, right? If you have
yes.
to find a 24.
Exactly.
So this is actually 68-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I know. I think, wait a minute, hang on. I think you hit something there. I think it's an unwritten mother's law that when they do laundry, if they do laundry, anything that's there,
that's right.
That becomes theirs, right?
That's right. And
okay,
you
all right.
Tendency to watch
now I understand. I understand all that now. Okay. Gosh, you know, okay, that all makes sense now. All right. That's in there. That's in the small print of the marriage certificate, right?
It is. It's like right there at the very bottom in very fine print, including
okay.
laundry, or including laundry.
Laundry fines.
This is
yeah.
actually a Jersey man, and he, okay, can you ever read a story and feel relief for a complete stranger? Because that's what actually happened whenever I read about this. This is Jimmy Smith up in New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and he was 2 days away from having the lottery ticket be invalid. And
oh, 2 days? Oh my gosh.
2 days. Can you imagine
wow.
if he saw it 2 days later? And anyway, so he had bought the lottery ticket over a year before, back in May of 2016, and he had kept saying to himself, you know, I'll check it when I get around to it. He had a bunch of tickets in the pocket of an old shirt, and he's like, I'll just check it. So they decide they've got 2 days left, and the lottery committee is like, we're going to put a message out there and say, anybody who still has lottery tickets you haven't checked, you need to check. There's a winning ticket that's out there for $24 million, and so he decided to go through his, and he couldn't even believe it, you know. He said he had to keep staring at it and reading it over and over again and couldn't believe it was just 2 days away from.
Could you imagine, Sam? I mean, could you imagine you're sitting there, sitting on a $24 million? I mean, and how many things happened in the previous year that $24 million could have helped along the way? I mean, you could have had that extra, you know, piece of cheese that you always wanted, I guess, you know, as they say.
That's right. And he has 12 grandchildren. You know, he has children and grandchildren. And so this will change generations of his family, you know, and what he's able to do for him. He's going to have it paid off every, 30 years, I believe. And,
okay.
You know, just changing everything for the rest of their life. And, it was so funny because I felt, like, excited for him. You know,
exactly.
I don't know this gentleman. I've never got, but I'm, thank goodness you checked your pockets. I would have just been devastated because that still would have been a news story. It just wouldn't have turned out so well.
Well, congratulations to Jimmy. That's awesome. What a great
Absolutely.
Story for he and his family. May he use that money wisely and may it benefit that family for generations in a positive way. Now, the next story is a nanny is struck by a car. She saves a toddler from an oncoming vehicle in Atwater Village. And so she takes the car for the young toddler, basically.
That's right. Carolyn Marr, she's the kind of nanny that I think everybody hopes that they have. Whenever you leave your children with somebody, you know, I don't have my own children yet, but I've always been told, you know, the most you can hope for is that the person watching them will look out after them like you would and love them like you would. And she was walking 2-year-old Fox across the street. They were about a block away from their house. And it's about 10 a.m. and a car just runs a stop sign. And when she saw the car, she pushed the stroller out of the way and she ends up getting hurt. This was back in March and both of her hands are hurt where she's not able to work or go to school right now. Mm. But, you know, so the family that, Fox's parents decided, you know, we're going to do a fundraiser and try to raise money for her. And they said, she's obviously going to be family for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see this interview with little Fox and he's just like, I love her so much. And you see her talking about saving Fox. And the part that really gets to her is not her getting hit. It was her thinking about what if it hadn't gone that way? What if I hadn't been able to get him out of the way in time? So, you know, I just think it's always wonderful to recognize when you have these people who will sacrifice.
And these are things that happen every day. I mean, in the sake of a tragedy, whether we're talking Las Vegas, hurricanes, and I know you got a story here regarding the California fires, all kinds of heroic stories, whether it's first responders or neighbors, strangers, you know, coming alongside, many that we'll never hear about, right?
Oh, that's right. There's so many. And, you know, you think about there are so many stories that you do see in the news, and then there's so many that never even make it to headlines, you know, because there's stuff people do. There's everyday here. There's people who do stuff and they don't even necessarily, they don't even want the recognition. They're just doing it because that's what people do. You know, they're just everyday heroes and the world is better for them. And
well, I mentioned the California fire, Sam, and I know you had down here, and I don't know if we can talk about this, but it was noted that you had a woman escaping the California wildfire carrying a 70-pound dog in a duffel bag. You know, and you know me, I love dogs. I absolutely love dogs. So this really grabs my heart when I hear of stories like that, that you have somebody saving animals, because in some cases you have animals saving people just because by their instinct, the things that they do. So it's really touching when it's payback the other way around.
Oh, absolutely. It was actually Natasha Wallace was, she was at school in California, and she saw that there was, you know, the fire was coming, and she packed everything and put it in her car along with her 70-pound pit bull. He looked like a pit bull. She didn't say specifically what breed he was, but she decided that she's going to get in the car and go, and then traffic was all blocked, and she's like, you know what? I don't need any of this other stuff. The only thing that matters right now is my dog. And so she empties out a duffel bag, and he jumps right in. Like he knew what was going on, and she's like, "Hang on, buddy, we got to get you out of here. We're getting out of here." And she rides down the street, and this dog patiently waits inside the in the duffel bag.
In the duffel bag,
they end up making it to freedom. I can't imagine that.
Wow,
what would be to ride with a dog in a duffel bag.
Yeah, what a great story. Now we've got also another one where a pro hockey player has purchased a suite so underprivileged children can attend games. I can tell you, you know, this is the one thing that's happening with professional sports. It is so doggone expensive for a family of four, much less anybody else who, and that's for a middle-class family. You're talking anywhere to $400 per a game to be able to go and see a game like this. And in a suite, I mean, you're talking through the rafters here, usually suite tickets. Or at least double or three times the price, and and even the food. In some areas, you know, when you're in a suite, you have to purchase food at the suite prices, and it's not cheap. I mean, you can't buy when I was in a suite, you couldn't buy one beer. You had to buy a six pack, and it was like $20 for a six pack. So not that these kids would be buying six packs of beer, but still, you know, for them to be able to experience from a suite, because of this pro hockey player's generosity, you know, that's an awesome story.
Well, that's right. You know, some of these kids might not even get to attend a game at all. Like you said, it's expensive even for like a middle class family. And this is actually Jonathan Drouin of the Montreal Canadiens, and he announced he actually put $165,000 towards a suite that will bear the name Joette des Champions, which means Joe and his champions.
Very cool.
It's for the underprivileged kids up there. And, you know, something like that, just having something like that to look forward to and remember, that's going to be something that stands out to those children for the rest of their life. You know, that'd be something that stood out to all of us.
Yep, exactly.
And for him to give them that opportunity, we love different professional athletes like that.
One final story, and I'm going to summarize it, titled Free at Last. You got to see this video. A woman is so overjoyed, tears as she tears off her black burqa after her home is liberated from ISIS in Raqqa. I mean, it is something real special. These and a couple of other videos that we didn't have a chance to get to are right there at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Sam, thank you.
Thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Actual